Saterdag die dag 4 en die mag om stories op die verhoog te vertel. Die tema is theater en 'n kultuur van vrede. Die Internasionale Theater Instituut het Wêreldtheaterdag in 1961 gestig. Ek is Chanel Septima, top story at this hour. South Africa's water supply crisis is in the spotlight at the two-day National Water and Sanitation in Durban in Midrand.
Oh, boy. Hey, they're also going to be delayed by the accident. Oy, oy, oy. N1 North, again, at a standstill pretty much through Midrand because of a big crash at Olifantsfontein Road. We'll give you plenty of traffic updates on the show today, plenty of reasons to keep listening to Jacaranda FM, more music that you love on the way as well. Well, the bad news or the good news?
Let's
go with the bad news first. The bad news is Entry Point is closed for a million and change.
Aww.
Dit ses hier vanoggend gesluit and the winner gets announced tomorrow morning.
Woo-hoo.
The good news is, wow, we've still got $3,500 Arie Nell voucher up for grabs. Who needs a million anyway? That's coming up on the show today. Listen out for the mnemonic. It's a throwback Thursday. Just looking ahead, though, it looks like we are going to have a lot of rain later. 40% chance of rain. Josie peaking at a reasonable 24 today. And anyway, hoofstad net 25 grade. Oornag is at 15 and 14. So it's a long way away from single digits. So, hey, but it's a biggie not vandaag. Do you know that it was on this day, 1871, that the world's first rugby international was played? First ever. It was between Scotland and England in Edinburgh. And the scoreline is like, say what now? Scotland beat England in the first ever rugby international by 1-0.
Wow.
Ja, en die telling ding is was 'n bietjie vreemd in die ou dae. The other one is today, 1905. The criminals had to start wearing gloves. For the first time ever, fingerprints were introduced as evidence in a court trial, resulting in a successful prosecution during a British murder trial.
Sure.
1905. And then lastly, if you're wondering why there is still no cure for cancer, no cure for the common cold, well, it's because they were otherwise engaged. It was 27 years ago today that the US FDA approved Viagra for use as treatment for male impotence. Yeah, priorities, eh? Priorities. All righty. Shall we do this? What do you mean, no?
30 minutes of more music you love. Every hour across your workday.
It's awesome!
On Jacaranda FM.
If I turn 33, okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I